We are up to the Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Amar Rava, if you go across from Taisus Hilchasa and move up five lines, beginning of the line. Now what we said yesterday, we left off, is that somebody gave his wife a get. He put it into his own chatzar, then gave her the chatzar as a present. She's divorced. Because at the moment he's giving her the chatzar, he's also giving her the get. And it's considered that he gave her the get, and she's divorced. And we had a question that the Eved is a chatzar malachas. He put it in an Eved's hand. They gave her the Eved. She's divorced. Gemara had a question that the Eved is a chatzar malachas. How can the Eved be a chatzar? How can he acquire as a chatzar? He walks. The Gemara answered he was tied down. Yamar Rava. The Rava said, Kasim la get v'nasna b'chatzarai. A guy wrote a get and put it in his courtyard. V'kasim la shtar matan alof. Then he wrote a shtar saying that he's giving her the courtyard as a present. To whom? She acquires the courtyard. From his gareshes body, she gets divorced. The exact same halacha that he said about Eved, he said about a chatzar. Same thing. Eved is his chatzar. Chatzar is his chatzar. He gave her the Eved with the get in the Eved's hand. She's kainit at the time she gets the chatzar. He gave her the chatzar with the get in it. She's kainit at the time he gives her the chatzar. So the Gemara wants to know why Rabbi had to say it twice. It's the same halacha. So the Gemara tzricha. I need it. The Ashmin and Eved, if it would only tell me the case of Eved, have Amina Davka Eved. I would say it only works by Eved. Have a Chatzar, Ligzer Mishim Chatzay Rabo Lachamika. But by Chatzar, I should make it Gzera. And let me explain. What would happen if Shimon put the get in Levi's Chatzar? Shimon put the get in Levi's Chatzar. Levi then went and gave his Chatzar as a present to the woman. Okay, so let's follow the case. Shimon writes a get to his own wife, puts it in Levi's chatzar. Levi gives that chatzar as a present to Shimon's wife. She's not divorced. The husband did not give her the get. Levi gave her the get. It wasn't the shliach. Teretz says, when she acquired the chatzar, she picked up the get. That's not a good enough get. The husband has to give it to his wife. So let's be afraid if Shimon puts it in his own chutzner and gives the chutzner to his wife. You might confuse it with a case when he puts it in somebody else's chutzner and that person gives the chutzner to the wife. I would think you're making gzeira. That's why Rabbi told me by chutzner, don't worry about it. There's no such gzeira. Speed it inside. Yes, mean an Eved. How about mean a Davka Eved? Let me just finish. You know what? I have a chutzner. Ligzer mishum chatzay rabo lachamikran. I should make gzera for the case when her chutzner comes afterwards from somebody else. Now, why wouldn't I make that gzera by Eved? Because by Eved it's a very unusual case that the Eved should be tied down, and Shimon would put it into Levi's Eved, who's tied, and then Levi gives the Eved to the woman. It's uncommon. So we wouldn't make Xera. But by Chatzar, maybe we should make Xera. That's why Rabbi had to tell it to us by Chatzar. One more minute, Mr. Goldstein. V'yashmin in Eved, havamin adavka Eved. I'm sorry. I just said that. V'yashmin in Chatzar, havamin adavka Chatzar. Ava Eved, ligzer kafas, yanzer shayna kafas. By Eved, it has to be tied down. Maybe we'd make him say, you can't do it with an Eved, because if he's not tied down, it's a problem. And maybe people will get confused. Kamash Malan, that we make neither of the two Xeris. So Rabbi had to tell it to us in both cases, because each case has its own unique Xera that could be made. So Rabbi told me we don't make this Xera, and we don't make that Xera. Yes?
In the first case, man writes the get, puts it in the courtyard.
Whose courtyard?
His courtyard.
Yes.
Gives the deed to the courtyard, the gift to the woman. How does she know that the get is done?
She doesn't have to know.
But she can be divorced and not even know.
Well, he tells her, he has to tell her at a certain point, we'll see, this is your get.
Rabbi, it's also not shvira.
The what?
Somebody's friend should give a chatzar to his wife.
You're viewing a chatzar as a major thing. A chatzar can be 6 inches by 6 inches. I'm just telling you what Taisa says. One is not shkirch and one is shkirch. Rashi. So Rashi, chatzar rabo lachem mikan, ganasu laget b'chatzar chaveroi. The guy went and put a get in his friend's chatzar. The owner of the chatzar either sold her the chatzar or gave it to her as a present. In that case, she's not divorced. The mamagarshlo, who's divorcing her? When he put the get into the chatzar, it wasn't hers. It's not like he put it into her chatzar that the chatzar should work like her hand. And when the chatzar ends up being hers, it's not the husband that's giving her the chatzar. They should give it to her at the same time. He's not. He's not giving her the chatzar. Somebody else is. The get's there. So therefore, he didn't give her the get. Somebody else gave her the get. That's not divorced. So, brothers has two halachas. They are mirror images of each other, but each one has a chiddush, because each one would have a unique gzeira that we could make, and we don't make. Something to have to. Amar Abaya. So Abaya has a problem. How do I know chatzar works? From Yad. By Yad, you don't need her agreement. You walk over, stick the get into her hand, she's divorced. There's no case by Yad that I need her to agree to accept again. Again, there's a Chayyim Rabbeinu Gershon today that we can't divorce a woman unless she agrees to accept again. But in the time of the Gemara, a guy walked over to his wife, stuck the get into her hand. She likes it. She doesn't like it. She has no say in the matter. The problem here is, by this kind of a chatzar, you need her to agree to accept the present. So it's really not similar to a hand. The chatzar that we include is a chatzar that's similar to a hand. A chatzar that belongs to her already. But this kind of a chatzar doesn't work unless she agrees to accept the present. So this is not similar to a hand. And when the Torah included a chatzar to be like a hand, it included the chatzar that works like a hand, not the chatzar that needs her willingness to accept.
When do we have that? Where do we have that?
The chatzar is like a hand? We didn't have it yet. It's a Gemara, the Eis Perek.
It's like a hand.
Your chatzar is your hand.
It's your shus.
The reason it worked, the Torah said, the nasa b'yada. That's what the Torah said by get.
Yes.
Right. That's what we're talking about. We have a pasuk that includes chatzar to be like a hand. If you want to take a look, you can look. It's not, you're not allowed to not look.
Too much on my hand. My brain cannot look at
the beginning of Hazairik, the Gemara brings a pasuk that chatzar is like a hand.
If it wouldn't be like a hand, it doesn't matter.
It's not true. Who says you can divorce a woman by putting it in her rishus?
It's her rishus.
So therefore what? Torah said put it in her hand.
If I put it on her foot?
Who says, first of all, who says that would work?
Put it on her head?
Again, Torah says put it in her hand.
That's just the normal way of doing it.
Again. The Gemara, you refuse to look it up. The Gemara says, how do I know you can put it in her rishus? Maybe the Torah insists on a hand. The Gemara brings a pasuk. The chatzar is like a hand. That's what the Gemara says in the Eighth Merit. You can look it up.
No, Rabbi, but my question is, is that other parts of her body, after the fact, after we have this thing, are other parts of her body excluded?
Not once the Torah said chatzar is good enough.
Why?
Because the Torah said you're rishus. The Torah is telling you yada doesn't mean yada, means you're rishus.
Chatzar means yad. That
means I lose you. I'm sorry.
No,
you're barking up the wrong tree. The Torah says yada. We learn that from a pasuk that yada doesn't mean literally yada. It means her domain. That's what we learn now from the other pasuk. Dalet Amos is going to be a discussion. Her domain. Her domain is good enough. So her domain includes her head and her foot also. Now, Abaye has a problem. He says, if chatzar has to be like a hand, and it would have to be something that she has no control over, yes or no, just like her hand, she has no control over whether she wants to get or not. And here you have a chatzar that relies on her willingness. Who said that the Torah included that kind of a chatzar? That's Abaye's question.
She can
refuse the present.
Let me try again.
Shimon is divorcing his wife. He sticks it into his own chatzar, and he says to her, here, I'm giving you a present. It's not an automatic present. She has to be willing to accept the present. If she says no to the present, it doesn't work. He says, here's your get, and puts it in her hand. She's divorced.
I don't know, but she can close her hand.
Or her hands in her pocket.
Or, let's say her hands are tied.
Again, let's try
let's
one more.
She doesn't have a hand.
Again, we'll try it one more time. In get, the Torah said, you divorce a wife with or without her agreement. And the Torah said, put it into her, and she doesn't have to agree to accept it as long as she gets it. Now, of course, she cannot get it, but if she gets it, she's divorced. Here, getting it is not a divorce because she has to agree to accept. It's not similar to a hand.
Her hand doesn't have to agree either.
Exactly. A hand doesn't have to agree. And
well,
here,
her hand has to agree.
No, it does not.
Why?
He can do it against her will. She's divorced.
Hand, you first can hold his hand. Again. He doesn't want to give Rebbe $100. He doesn't have to. My brain tells my hand, close your hand. That's it.
Again, I'll try it one more time, and then if not, we'll just have to leave it for a different day.
I hit my head against.
Again, the woman does not have to agree to accept the get. As long as she got it, she's divorced. There's no agreement necessary. She doesn't have to say, I'm taking it.
How do we know that?
We learn it out from Anasim B'yada, the even Balkorcha. You want to learn the Ace Berik. We learn the Ace Berik. It's all the Ace Berik.
That's the difference. It has nothing to do with B'yada, B'ragmo, B'rosho. It's just somewhere we know it's Balkorcha. It has nothing to do with hand. It has nothing to do with hand. That's how we know it, because of hand?
No.
Well, we know for a different reason. It'll be good. So good. No, have hand for what reason?
Again, the Torah said a chatzar functions as a hand.
I'm talking about
the hand itself. The Torah says a chatzar functions as a hand. The Tabaya, that's if the chatzar functions as a hand. If it doesn't function like a hand, it shouldn't work. A hand doesn't need agreement. Just has to get it. A chatzar needs agreement. That's not a hand. That's Abaye's question.
First, she has to accept the chatzar, is what you're saying.
Exactly. I'm Rabbi Michti. Chatzar Mehechi is Rabbi Miyada. Where is chatzar derived of? From the word Yada. Ma Yada, the Issa Bei Midai Tebe Bankarcha. Yada just means she has to accept it. There has to be no willingness to accept. The chatzar has to be a kind of chatzar that functions whether she wants or not. Matana is a kind of chutzner that needs agreement. Who said the Torah included that when it compared chutzner to hands? Rashi. My yodah needs to be gershon al karka. Ab chatzay rabina nami dolhevi bein bedaita bein bal karka. Tigun. Chutzner shreis shalah. Kaitim shizarek again l'zarka. Her chutzner. Bal karka lesa. The Amri Yavshi Lekabu Matanami Menu, she refuses to accept the present. Lekanyu Lalo Chatzar, she doesn't get it. Let me go, Shabay. I don't want to get it. So, the Torah only includes a Chatzar that functions like a hand. This Chatzar does not function like a hand. He made it to Kana by the hand also. Again, his tekana was that you cannot divorce a lady without her agreement, meaning if you do, we're not going to let her get married.
Right, but I'm saying it's the same problem.
Again, I'm going to step back. This is a biblical problem. The Ben Gershon came and made a tekana.
It's the same issue.
No, it's not, because he said a hand has to agree. He's saying, I made a takana. A woman is not divorced unless she accepts to get willing. Biblically. Okay. But biblically, Rabbeinu Gershon's get works. He didn't change the biblical law. He can't.
I know. That's my problem.
I mommies don't get it. Rabbeinu Gershon said, you're not allowed to marry two wives. What if a guy married his second wife? She married him?
Yeah.
But Rabbeinu Gershon said you can't. The answer to Rabbeinu Gershon didn't say it can't work. The Torah said it does work. He said, I'm going to put somebody in chayrim if he doesn't. Rabbeinu Gershon didn't say if you give a woman to the get, a galka, it doesn't work. He said, I put you in chayrim if you do that. He can't change biblical law. Exactly. What Rabbi is claiming is it can only the type of chutzner that mirrors her hand should work. This kind of a chutzner doesn't mirror her hand because she had to agree to accept. So who says this is included? That's his question.
If the Torah would not have said the word hand by guess,
what would it have said?
Rishusa.
Then we would have said any Rishusa verse. But the Torah did say hand. I'll give you an example. Again, we're not learning the Aspheric now. One of the halachas of chutzner is that it has to be guarded, a safe place. If your front yard, if somebody's front yard, without a gate, without a fence, a man were to put it into his wife's front yard, she's not divorced, unless she's standing there, because she's not watching the get. If there's a fence there, the fence guards it for her. There's no fence there, nobody's watching it. It doesn't work. What do you mean? It's her domain. Terrence says the Torah said domain has to be similar to her hand. A woman, a man, every person watches his hand automatically. It's there, right here. So the domain that we include has to be a domain that's similar to a hand. That's Mishtamera. Ledaita. It's watched for her. A fence does that.
If I would say the word
Rishusa
instead of hand, would that
tell me
that halacha also?
No, maybe not. Maybe it would be any Rishusa, whether it's guarded or not. Hand limits the kind of Rishusa, because the Torah is including Rishusa similar to hand.
So the only things that are going to work will be anything that is like a chutzner.
Like a hand.
Like a chutzner. And anything that the Torah compares to hand, meaning if you look up and say, what things in the Torah is called a hand, if you look up a synonym, you go to, what's the name of that thing, Webster's Dictionary, the nether word for yad is chatzer.
Not true. But not true. You just made that up.
Yes, I made it up.
Okay, it's wrong.
You made me feel bad.
I can't help it. You made something up. It's not true. You make up a fact and ask a question. Don't make up the fact and don't ask the question. Tyrus had put it in her hand. Hand means hand. So you refuse to look up the Gemara in Osiris. I can't help you. The Gemara says that. I didn't make it up. By the way, I forgot to announce today's Nima of the Sedrisha. The day of a yard type is the learning of the and Neshama, sponsored by your children, Mr. and Mrs. Menashe Weiss. Zodrashi. Period. We're Zodrashi. Maskimbar of Simi Barashi. So Simi Barashi responds to Abaya's question with his own question. For Shlichus the Kabbalah, the Gemara understands at this point that the concept of shlichus is also derived from hand. You can appoint an agent because the agent is your extended hand. Now, you appoint an agent, it only works because you willingly appointed the agent. The agent cannot work against your will. It's you agreement. So, if you're going to tell me hand has to be something that can work without your agreement, how can we include an agent? Agent needs your agreement. The answer is that we don't say that it has to be similar to hand, that you have to have that it can work without an agreement. The very fact that we include a shliach to accept the get, and that can only work because the woman said, do it for me. And the Gemara understands that the source of shlichus is a hand, shows us that the hand doesn't have to be that type of hand that works against the will. Rusimi Barashi is telling Abaya, your assumption that hand has to follow the rule of hand, that it can work against the will, is not true. Rava said this halacha that it works. So Abaya is questioning Rava. Rusimi Barashi says, I have mishnayos that say you can appoint an agent to accept a get. That needs your agreement. And yet it works. So you see, a biased premise is wrong. Zok the Gemara of Abaya, Abaya's response is, Altu shlichas v'yadis, Rabbi? You learn that agency from Yad? Mishilach mishuchas, Rabbi. Agency has its own pasuk. Your agent doesn't work as an extension of your hand. The Torah said an agent is a separate, independent entity that works. And if you appoint an agent, the husband can put the get into the agent's hand, whether he agrees to accept it or not. You have to appoint the agent, but it's not an extension of your hand. It's not worked out to the pasuk yad, and therefore don't compare agency to a hand. It's a different source.
The shliach doesn't have to accept it?
Whether he wants to or not, once he's an agent, he's like the woman. They have to get it. Rashi. Vashlichas, Ishai's a shliach in Kabbalah midaita. A woman makes a shliach with her own willingness. I will bow karkei and ask a shlucha. You can't force a woman to, it's not automatic. She's disguised with Kabbalah. So Rashi points out about a bow, Ishai's a shliach in Kabbalah midaita. The husband's agency has nothing to do with the woman's agreement. But the woman's agency is only because she agrees. The Kamash Vishlich Kabbalah, the Pirkin Kaman, Navkalam Vishilach Vishucha, Karibe Vishucha Beloy Mapeke. It's good to say Vishilach, says Vishucha. So Pashim Shah means he sends her. We're saying that we darshan at Vishucha, she can make a Shliach. That's a different source. It's not Yad. And therefore, Abai says, my question is because Chatzah works as Yad. If it works as Yad, it has to be exactly like Yad. Shlichus is a different pasuk. Don't bring me shlichus and mix it with Yad. That's the first answer to Gemara. second answer to Gemara. It's a very hard to understand answer, but I'll read it anyway. Shlichus works this yad. But we find shlichus that works even without the woman's agreement. And that is, a woman, a ketana, a young girl, her father can accept her get whether she wants to or not. He's her agent, automatically. So we have agency that works without her agreement. Therefore, it's similar to yad. Even though in most cases you need her agreement, but in this case you don't. Whereas by the case of this chatzer, you need her agreement. So Fractitis, but other chatzeres don't need her agreement. Why is that different? So we'll get to that question in a minute. You can have a case of shlichus kabbalah without her agreement. She doesn't have to agree to make her father an agent. He's an automatic agent. So according to the second teretz, shlichus works because of yad. But here she has no control over her shlichus. So therefore, that's different. Whereas by chatzer, here she has control. She can say no to the present. So Taisa says, just like by shlichus, sometimes it works about karka, and that's good enough. Chatzer also sometimes works about karka, when she owned the chatzer beforehand. So what's the Gemara's answer? So the answer I understood is that shlichus is the same shlichus, whether it's the father or anybody else. Chatzer is a different kind of chatzer when she previously owns it or when she receives it. So the Gemara's kasha is, in this kind of chatzer that she receives, she always has to agree. Whereas shlichus is the same shlichus. Sometimes you need her agreement and sometimes you don't. This is not, the chatzer is two different kinds of chatzers. A previously owned one and a new owned one. And in the new owned one, it always needs her das. That's how the ritual explains it. Rashi, Tana, Aviyah Mekabal Gita, Kedavkul Meksumas Bepeg Nara, the Biyatza V'Hoysa, we learn it out from the Pasuk, Biyatza V'Hoysa, the Torah compares Get to Kedushin.
No, she's getting this chatzer. She's still married to her husband, and they live... She got it from her father. How does she get the chatzer in general? Giving it to her chatzer, is the Baal's chatzer also? No, it's not, right? Why? Because she has her own property?
Yes.
Not necessarily those type of stuff. Really.
That's going to be the Gemara in the 8th Perek. How could she have a chatzer? The Gemara is going to ask the question.
She can have it, why can't she have it?
Come on, this is going to be a discussion in the Eighth Perek. If you want to learn the Eighth Perek, we can go right there now, but that's what the Eighth Perek talks about. Patience, young man, patience. Be a doctor, have patience. Yes. I once saw that sign in a store by one of these serve counters. You wait for things, and you always wait in line for half an hour. Right behind the counter, said, "Be a doctor, have patience." Yes.
Can you explain the second answer? You said that the chatzer is working for if she accepts it as a present. Use the word matana.
We were going on that case when the guy wrote a get and put it into his own chatzer and then gave her a present. That was the case we're going on.
He gave her a matana. Normally, if the Baal does not give her a matana, does she have to accept the matana? We talked about that.
Right? I have no idea what you mean.
In other words, okay, I'll make it simple for me anyway. A woman gets a get. A woman finds something on the street. Who does it belong to?
Biblically, rabbinically, her.
Oh, you mean rabbinically, it belongs to him.
That's going to be a sugyan hazirik. How can a woman have independent property?
Okay, so...
If that's your question, that's a Gemara and a
Perek. If he throws a get to her, circular logic doesn't mean that he owns it too, because everything she finds...
That's the Gemara and the Eighth Perek.
That part of
it. I don't know what you mean find, because he has to hand it to her. He can't put it on the street and she picks it up. Now we're going to talk about Nate's marriage. It's all Nate's marriage. Hate to delay it till there, but that's what the Gemara did. That's what Ravina Ravashi did.
close her eyes.
I don't know what that means.
As she throws the get to her property. And he closed the eyes as if there's no shmira on the open property. No, you said if it's an open property, she can be standing there. That's the shmira. She closes her eyes when she sees the
shmira. I have no idea. Something my writer. The Mishnah said you can write the get ala olah shozayas on an olive leaf. And then it said you can give her the leaf. And it said you can write the get on, where is it over here? And you can write the get on the hand of an eved and give her the eved. Something my Mishnah miyad the eved. I can understand the hand of the eved. It's not like you can cut the hand off and give it to her. Therefore, you automatically have to give her the eved. You have no other option. The guy wrote the get on the hand of the eved. In order to divorce her, he has to hand her the eved. He can't just walk over to his eved and say, "Hi, can I have your hand, please? I want to give it to my wife as a get." That's why I see the shayach mitzvahs. An eved is chayav a mitzvah. Ain't a rishon lachva boy. Can't wound your eved. V'mchava boy yaitzel l'cheres. In fact, if you wound him, he's not an eved anymore. The Rashi Evarim. I'll main a rishon lachva boy. By the very fact that the Torah frees him, if you wound him, shows you're not allowed to wound your own Eved. And the first thing to speak out, that Rashi is trying to answer a question here. Granted, I can't wound Avraham Cohn's Eved. He's chayiv a mitzvah, who am I to wound him? But my own Eved, I got to get him to work. Doesn't this show me that I have some allowance with my own Eved? Again, I'm not allowed to wound somebody else's Eved. He's chayiv a mitzvah, who am I to wound the yid? Not 100% a yid, but he's chayiv a mitzvah. But to go wound my own eved, maybe I'm allowed to. Talk to Rashi, the very fact that he goes free when you cut his hand off means the Torah doesn't want you to do it. So therefore, that's not an option. So obviously, if you're going to divorce the woman with this get, you have to give her the whole eved. But what bothers us is the next of the Gemara. The Mishnah said you can write it on the horn of a cow and give her the cow. Why do you have to give her the cow? Cut the horn off. And a cow shapara, but in the case of the horn of the cow, litzvah v'litzvah. Why do you have to give her the whole cow? Cut it off. Pamakrav, a custom of nasinla, mishay the mechusar oksiva v'ksidasina. It has to be something that you don't have to do an act in between. Not to that, shemechusar oksiva v'ksidasina. You have to cut it. Cutting the horn off is doing an act in between, and the Torah doesn't want an act to have to be done to the get in between the writing and the giving. Rashi. No Rashi.
You give the whole cow, right?
You give the cow. The Gemara wants to know, why do you have to give the cow? Just give her the horn.
That's what the answer is. You can't give her just the horn because of the teacher.
Exactly.
You give her the whole.
100%. Correct.
You cut it off if they talk.
Sorry? Puzzle for what? Yes, because you did an action between the Ksiva and the Sina. The Torah said it becomes a puzzle again. Correct. 100%. Now here the discussion becomes, what if I cut the paper down to size? Guy writes a get on a large piece of paper, then he cuts the paper in half. Did he do an action that puzzles the get?
Not much of an action.
So the Rishonim word it differently. In one case, it's one item, it's yinik from each other. The keren gets its life from the rest of the animal. You're severing a source of life. On the other hand, you're just cutting off something that's really nothing to do with the get. You're not, the top piece of paper doesn't live off the bottom piece of paper. That's what the Rishonim speak out.
It'd be like writing it on the leaf without separating it from the tree first.
It was separate already.
Right, that's why.
Yes.
Well,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Paper is, yes. Who owns the?
He cuts it off before he gives it to her.
After the writing.
After the writing.
After the writing. So, that's all get, correct?
I lost you. Paper is 8 feet long. He only needs 2 feet for the get.
That's going to be a shar. We had that before.
That's if he gives the whole thing to her and retains ownership. He's not giving the whole thing to her. He's cutting it off.
Until he cuts it off, it belongs to who?
He didn't give it to her yet.
No, I'm saying, but it's considered a capstone, right?
He didn't give it to her yet. It's his get. He owns it.
He doesn't do anything. The whole thing's considered a get, right?
That belongs to him.
Right.
And when he gives it to her, the whole thing has to belong to her.
Right. Now,
and if he doesn't give it to her, it doesn't have to belong to her.
Well, but now you give it right. Now, the question is the extra part
he cut it off before he gave it.
That's
I understand that, but the point of it is this thing is the get.
Not anymore.
And I wouldn't do anything. It's considered a get also. The Gilgis of a get is the get.
It only is a get when you hand it to her, too. Then it's not part of the get.
Until I hand it to her, guess what? The writing also is not a get. It only becomes a get once she gets it. That's pretty good. Once she gets it. This guy.
I'm happy you're happy with your own pun.
No, but I'm saying it's not a get until she gets it.
Correct. Right. I don't know what you mean by that. It's a written get. It doesn't mean anything until she gets it.
It doesn't mean anything, right? The paper also is the same thing.
That's what I've been trying to say for the last 5 minutes.
No, what we're trying to say is that whatever halakha the get has will apply to the paper also.
Because
the paper's part of the get.
I don't know what you mean by that. What makes the paper part of the get?
Because the get is written on that paper.
On the top of the paper, not on the bottom of the paper.
So let me ask you a question. If you just hand the whole thing to her
and say I retain ownership of the bottom half, then it would not be creases.
Why not?
Because you're holding on to part of what you gave her.
That part is that there's shackles.
But it's attached to each other.
So it's attached. So what?
So I'm owning part of what I gave her. It's not creases.
So cut it off.
I should, before I give it to her.
I can't do it afterwards?
Pash does not.
You can write on the form and then cut it off and then give it to her?
No, because it's between Steve and Sina. Can't have an action. I'm just pointing out that cutting a paper is not viewed as an action, as opposed to severing a source of life.
And that's because of
No, because it says because of the Nazan, there can't be an action in between. And we're defining the word action.
Well, you know what's interesting? It has something to do with cutting off a branch from a stock that's connected. Is that considered an action? Remember that at all,
Rebbe? I have no idea what we're going to do here. Yeah, I know. Nothing to do with this get. Dr. Mishnah Gemara Vayter. Rebbe Yitzchak Lili Yomer. He says that you cannot write a get on a balchai, cannot write a get on a living thing, nor can you write a get on food. That's what he says. Nothing to do with cutting it off. Giving it a whole evet, giving it a whole para. Not a good get. Get has to be written on something not alive and not food. Fact the Gemara, my time in Rebbe Zaglili. Where did he get that from? Dr. Gemara, the Tanya, safer. Says the custom law, safer increases. Safer means parchment. Ainli ella safer. Get has to be written on parchment. Minai and the rabbis called over. How do I know I can write again on other things, not parchment? Tamalim is a custom law. Custom law means write on anything. Mikomok. Came out Tamalim is safer. So what is the Torah excluding by writing the word safer? Mat safer davashay by ruachayim bein oichu. I've called davashay by ruachayim bein oichu. right? Tysus explains it's a klal prato klal, custom law of a nasan, tells me anything, safer and limits it, to tell me it has to be similar to a safer, and the two characteristics are, it's not alive, and it's not a food item. That's where Rabbi Isaac really derived, that you cannot write again on a food item or on a living thing. Rashi. Custom law mikol makom mitlachsim v'nasan safer krisis v'yada. Could just said, but give the safer krisis. Frankly, Gemara Rabbanon. So why did Rabbanon argue? Why do they allow a get to be written on a food item or on a living thing? Iksiv b'sefer, if it would have said the custom law b'sefer to the comrades, then the Torah would have been limiting what I can write it on. Hashtag the ksiv sefer, it doesn't mean parchment. The sphere is dvarim u'da'asa. The Torah is telling me, write the story of what you're doing. I, Shimon, am divorcing Leah. Write the story. The Torah is saying, write her the story of the get. The background. The custom law, write her, sefer krisus. The story of your divorce. Who you are, who she is, where you're located, all those things. That's what sefer means. It doesn't mean a noun of what you're writing it in. Rather, it's telling me what should be written in. If it would have said the custom law bit sefer, it would have told me what to write it in. Since the custom law sefer, it's telling me what to write.
Why is this Rabbi Yosef really broad when he talks about writing it on gold?
I did not hear your question.
This Rabbi Yosef really, why is it more weight to bring it here?
Because Rabbi Yosef really was in the mission.
Saying one that said you could write it on gold,
it
would even be arguing with that.
Yes, there's Pnaeus and there's Gemara. What's wrong with gold? Rabbi Isaac learned that you don't need parchment. He said you learn that from a cloud prat to cloud. I mean, the Torah wrote two words that say everything and then limited it to parchment. So we have a rule that you include things similar to parchment. And the main characteristics of parchment is that it's not food and it's not alive. So gold is not food and it's not alive. Nothing's wrong with food. Food tastes good.
What does it derive that you can't write on food?
The Torah says parchment. And the Torah, there's a rule called klal prat to klal.
What is the word parchment?
Safer.
Now we define it as
are you going into Rabbanon? Are you learning like a bad exactly? You can't mix the two.
Not the one that says it's a story?
No, that's Rabbanon's response. Why they don't learn like a bad exactly? But they say the pasuk is not telling you what to write it on, it's telling you what to write. Basically, understood the Torah is telling you what to write it on. She can eat the cat after she gets it. She can dip it in the ketchup. Why not? She wrote it, he wrote it in ink on a leaf of a brow of tree, which is a food item. I'm sorry? I don't know. That's what the Gemara considers it.
You said Rabbi Yossi said three things you can't write on? Did I miss it? You said Rabbi Yossi said you can't write on an Evet or on an animal or food?
Evet and animal are the same reason. They're alive.
Or food. That was only Rabbanon?
Rabbi Zegli learned that from the Sefer that it has to be similar to parchment. In two ways. Not food and not alive.
Parchment is inclusive
of anything
you can normally write on.
Because it's a klal prat to klal. If the Torah only said parchment without having two klalim around it, we would say only parchment. There's a rule called klal prat to klal, that we include things similar to the prat. The Rabbanon are saying, The pasuk is not telling you what to write it on.
So they would allow.
So therefore, there's no exclusion. Pashi, he cuts the sefer machzor yishkul beklaf. Must is lemeimer. Then you can say, if you rabbi me with custom, I'll do me the klaf with the rabbi. You would only include things similar to parchment. Hashda the sif sefer. Ain't zu elu kasav sviras divrei krisis. Write the story. Lakol ma devoy lichta, but you can write it in anything. Frank pigamara barabanan hai v'kasav mayavadloi. So Rabbi Yaisi used the word v'kasav to tell me to include other things besides parchment. So the Rabbanan, why doesn't it have to say v'kasav? Just say v'nasan sefer krisis v'yada. Give her the story of the get. Why does it have to say write it? Dr. Gemara mi boyle b'ksiva misgareshes reina misgareshes b'kesef. Person cannot divorce his wife with money. Now, why would I think you can divorce your wife with money? Because sam gedai dechamina akash yitzia lavaya. The Torah puts together marriage and divorce. V'yatsa mi beisa v'hocha v'hoisa l'ishachar. She leaves his house and marries somebody else. The Torah juxtaposes marriage and divorce. Mahavaya bekesef, one of the ways of acquisition of a woman is by money. Avitiya bekanami bekesef. I would ever have a mina that you can divorce a woman by giving her money of divorce. Mashmalon bekesef. No, get cannot be done in any other way besides writing the bill of divorce.
How could it be done? I thought it has to have his name, her name, all this kind of stuff.
That would be if you write a shahr, just like by Kedushin. Hashem can hear if you do it by money, maybe not. The Torah wrote for Kassav to tell me, no, there is no other way to affect divorce. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, because of my Abdullah, the Israeli Yitzchak Rabbi is called Dover. Shall I cover Kassav Dover looks to one side? I don't have to include other things. The Torah never told me, Manasseh and Sefer Krisis should mean I can learn out the story from Manasseh and Sefer Krisis. Ve'enim is Gareshis for Kassav. Here is money and be divorced with it. She gives herself to the husband. How does Rabbi Yossi know that halacha? He uses the custom to include other items. The fact that the Torah wrote the word krisus next to sefer to tell me this is the only way to do a get. Rashi, sefer krisus with the stomach krisus le sefer. Beidach, why don't Rabbanan learn it from there? Because mi boyle they need it from davar akiris beinoy lebeina. They say the word krisus is to tell me that it has to be a total cut. There can't be any connection. Any permanent connection left between the husband and the wife. Where do we know that? Rakshi, Davrak Hiris, Shlehe Boy Tsnai Hamakashrin Yachad. There cannot be a condition that bonds them. Elo Tsnai Hakiris Mavdul Beneim. There can be conditions, but it has to be able to be a total severance, as we will explain in a moment. Kiditanya. If a guy makes a permanent condition, I'm giving you this get on the condition you never drink wine or you never go visit your father's house. He's permanently locking her to him. There's going to be a restriction on a permanent basis. If he only has it for 30 days, how is that krisus? Because since the tenai will expire, therefore it's called krisus. Now over here, the Rishonim want to know, what if it's a long-term tenai? She's 80, and he makes the tenai, for the next 30 years you won't drink wine.
So we just set up until 30 days.
No, the price is set 30 days. Price is set 30 days and permanent. How about if it's not permanent, then it's not 30 days? That's what you say. It's Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say it's never a problem unless it's permanent. And some Rishonim say it has to be enough time that she could outlive it. If she's not going to outlive it, then it's him, that's called permanence.
Why is that kind of condition a problem? Because retroactively she's not divorced.
So that's a shaila. She can't get married till that condition is met, because we're afraid that retroactively she won't be divorced. But that's a rabbinic fear. Talk about this more tomorrow. We'll continue.